favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, any opposed? Doing that right? All right.
Sounds good.
All right, new business, discussion regarding Christmas lighting, electrical power to Memorial Park.
Tony.
I'm gonna let you, or do you want?
Of course, that would have been better. Good evening, Parks Board. The mayor wanted us to do some Christmas lights this year, so we looked into that, and council has approved Christmas lighting up to $17,000, and in addition to adding a power to the parks, electrical power to the parks. So if you've looked over, I'm waiting on the final bid from two different companies for the Christmas lighting. I've already been in communication with them, but they're revising some of the things based on our budget that we have now. They know what to go off of, and so I've got two different companies that are vying for that, and I'll have that summed up here in the next 2 weeks so we can get that anchored. It is part of our budget now. It's not coming out of the parks budget for that, right?
Correct. I was going to say it is not a parks item.
Right.
It's separate from the budget that is proposed to be passed in August, which is what we're working now. But this month, we should be passing the budget. But the Christmas lighting is a separate line item, just because council's already specifically approved a certain amount. So that is not like what they're putting into parks and asking us to subtract that. So it's completely separate.
The electrical power, however, did come out of the parks budget because it's electric to the parks. So we've gotten an electrical outlet that's now on the restroom at Cross Timbers Park for the eve lighting around the restroom. We have five electrical outlets that are at Memorial Park next door, and we have a new pole that's set and ready for the meter. I contacted Encore and our provider, excuse me, today to go ahead and get the meter set for that. So we'll have power here shortly as soon as they get that up and going, that those outlets will be live. And so they're tunneled underneath of each of these sidewalks. And so we won't have cords draping across the sidewalks, they're underneath. And so we should have five locations that are flower bed, each side of the inside, outside of the walkway all the way around and the gazebo. And so we'll have outlets and power through that whole area. Not just for the Christmas lights, but also for, like, Rose does the Willow Bark, the event that she does, and that, and that'll allow her to have bounce houses and different things in different places throughout the park next door. And so that just gives more versatility for that. And so we'll hear more about that, exactly where those lights will be placed and that for November.
But that's on this side of the street, not in the demo gardens. We still don't have power in the demo.
No, we're not putting anything over there. I do have two trees that we may wrap if we're able that are behind the park. And I didn't add power to those because it was going to be more expensive. Council approved up to $20,000 to get electric to all of the parks. We're going to be right just a hair below that because we had some rerouting that we had to do for the power for the Cross Timbers Park and the restroom in order to make it compatible with more drops, another drop for the outlet. But he can pigtail those lights. He said the one contractor said they can actually pigtail the lights to the trees. So we don't have that power over there. Mm-hmm. So we might actually be able to light two of the trees plus the restroom, and then one of the trees I think in the public safety building to kind of give it some continuity as well as the park next door. So and then we'll have the lights around City Hall done, and we'll have we don't have any power out front of here. And so all of the, and we'll have a 20-foot Christmas tree that will be in the park next door here. So we've got some big things coming. So that's all been, it's in the works for the Christmas lighting, but all the electric is already done. And so that's already.
Oh, so that's what that trenching was for the electricity?
Yes, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So for clarification, the $17,000, that's for the lights itself?
Correct.
And installation of that? Are
yes.
we going to buy that or are we going to lease
it? It's a lease. It's a 3-year lease. And so they put them up, they custom everything, cut, splice, line, whatever, all extension cords and that. And then they also come out every 3 days and check the lights. Unless we have a problem, if we call them, that they'll come out within 24 hours and get that fixed. So if you have a string that goes out, or you've got extension cord that goes missing, or something happens like that, but they'll come out and check the lights every 3 days. And then in January, they take all the lights down, take them and store them for the year, and do the same thing the next year.
So $17,000 every 3 years?
Per year, for three years.
Per year?
Yes.
You mentioned a Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be a permanent tree, or?
No, it'll be, it's a one that they obviously assemble, and then, but that's ear tagged to us, and that'll be the tree that we get for 3 years. So we can add to it, we just can't take away. So if we change locations, or we want to move, say it's too many trees over here, we want to add more to Cross Timbers, we can move those lights around. They're ours to move around per se. But we can add to it if we decide, hey, this is great, we want to do more next year. We can add to it, or we can change locations. We just can't take away. So our minimum is our $17,000 threshold, and then it goes from there.
And the cost of the old electric work that you mentioned? That
almost 20. It came to almost 20, just because we had a lot of outlets and the new drop of power. We had to come off of the transformer that's over here, because we had no power to the park at all or this flower bed. So it was a new transformer, which we do have a credit with Encore, so that won't cost us anything out of pocket that we're expecting. The guy told me we have like a $7,000 credit or something that they have for anything we do within the city as far as that's concerned. So that should be covered under that, but the electrical work that we had, the tunneling, just of getting all that power all the way through the park was kind of pricey. It was over $13,000 for that.
Yeah.
But the reason that that's kind of separate under the parks is that's to benefit the parks at all times. As she said, we can do events, have that. So it's kind of an upgrade to our park system to have electric that we can use. So that's why that came out of. And it came out of the certificate of obligation that council issued in January that was for roads and parks. That was $5.5 million, and so this was $20,000. Spent that, so for that,
so
probably more than you cared to know, but.
Well, that's actually
cared to know. Oh, okay. Good.
Any other discussion on that item?
Questions?
Okay, item number three, discussion regarding Cross Timbers Park improvements.
We had concrete that was poured for the pads for the picnic tables. They've got a little bit more than they have to add to them because the pads that they poured were a little bit short.
Okay.
Because the way that these picnic tables are placed, I guess instead of them being anchored in the middle, they're actually anchored in the seats, okay, which makes them a little bit too short. But they're going to fix those at no cost to us and overlay the whole top of it, and they've assured me that will not crack. So they're going to fix that, and that's supposed to be done tomorrow. So the handicap one is okay where they put that one, but the other ones are a little bit too short, so they're going to fix those tomorrow. We've got the three benches. We've got one that was replaced in the garden area. That one's being replaced. We took Mayor Nemirovsky's from down in next to the creek, and we moved that over to Memorial Park. And then we'll have the other two will be placed along the sidewalk with a trash can. So we're adding trash cans there as well. And then we'll add a new trash can that's over by the park so we can get rid of the temporary one that's over there. We don't have an ETA yet on the park equipment as far as those benches and picnic tables and the cantilevers that are going over top of the seats. Those are supposed to be the second week in August, but I know everything's been pushing back. So we don't have an ETA for the park equipment quite yet, but it's all finishing up and they're starting to get stuff together. So I'm waiting at any moment for them to tell me when that's happening. The other thing is today you may have noticed that the split rail fence is being replaced, and that was something that Corey had suggested that he would like to see done. That was an improvement that we could do over there, and that should be finished now. They started working on it early this morning, so it should take them just today to get done. And that also goes over where that private property is behind where the public safety building is. There's private property back there. So we have it there as well to kind of segregate and delineate where their property is versus the park property as well, so that they're aware that that is private property back there as well. That was a little over $6,000 that we are doing that. And then we also got the sprinkler system fixed at the demonstration garden. We anchored that into the existing system, so that used to be on a battery-operated system by itself, but I guess for a number of years it's been, there's been problems with it. And we had the sprinkler guy that was coming, and he's gotten overworked, and he wasn't able to get back to us, and we went back to the sprinkler contractor that did the park and said, can you just tie this in? So they conduit over, well, it's all electric, everything's tied into one box now, in the one big box, and it's all set at the same time. So we just kind of, we pay a little more for it that way, but it's one and done, excuse me, and it's everything's right and working, and you know, just trying to get with the watering cycle. Right now we can't water anything, but
yeah, I mean, that's the main issue, because we went from drip to sprinkler, and of course there are lots of limitations to sprinklers. So
yeah, they didn't do the as I think I put out enough to everybody, the drip line, they couldn't get in there to do that, or they'd have to destroy the beds, they'd have to redo all the sprinkle, all the drip, and so they said they just went ahead and did the sprinkler heads. So so I think that's pretty much it for anything that we've done since we last met.
Okay.
Do you think anything else? The sign is, the concrete pillars are there, so they're going to start building that. I approved the stone last week. We're matching the stone that was on the restrooms, but they can't get exactly that same kind, but the colors are the same. And so it's the narrow, they look like rolled tumble brick.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll be making those. They should be doing that by the latter part of this week, because they've ordered the stone, and now it took like 3 days to get it in or something. So I approved it the end of last week, so they should be getting that started by the end of the week. So then we'll, our sign is, I believe it's cast stone, and so that should be here and done within the next 2 weeks, or our sign will be up too. And then I have the electricians. I've already approved the electrical lighting to be done to light the sign. We just have to get the sign in first to get that done. Awesome.
Excellent job.
Thank you.
Every time I drive by, I see an improvement being done. It's really kind of nice.
Okay. Item number four, discussion presentation by Larry Colvin.
This is Larry Colvin from
the Weatherford Mountain Bike Club. We just got new t-shirts, so
excited
to wear them. This will be a little bit cumbersome trying to show this thing off, but everybody should have copies. This thing is just evolving like every month. So I think the exhibit that you guys have in front of you is like 98% accurate. And it's not wrong, there's nothing wrong with it, it's just things have been added onto it. Because one of our board members had a conversation with the mayor of Edina, Sandy Roberts, and she wants in on this thing that we're calling the EPCOT Trail, which is an acronym for the East Parker County Trail. And it's kind of a little background on the Weatherford Mountain Bike Club. Is everybody familiar with what we do, so I don't talk about stuff that you guys already know about? But we've got a nearly 10-mile trail in Aledo, and a 7-mile trail on Lake Weatherford. And I started talking with Leah and Tony about potential building trail here at Lowell Park. And we started coming up with some really cool ideas. And I thought, well, we need, through conversations with these two and the mayor and other staff here at Lowell Park, we just decided, hey, we really need to be able to connect all these mountain bike trails and a means of people being able to get to these trails by bicycle or by foot, and not in their car. And so I'm a big fan of riding all over the place. So I have been riding up and down all these streets and roads, and I've found that there's a very bike-friendly route to connect Aledo with Quantah Hill. And probably the first revelation is the city of Weatherford has already paid for a concept plan and has a budget to build a bike lane around Lake Weatherford. Part of the trail will be off street, some of it will be adjacent to the street, some of it will be on street. But it's a nearly 9-mile trail, and it's a $5 million project. So I thought, all right, we got that. We got that's in the works. And of course, I've been working with the city of Aledo and connecting downtown Aledo with the Parks of Aledo trails. So I've met with their park planner and other planner for their community, as well as their the one that's taking care of parks over there. But anyway, we started putting this puzzle together, and that's what you see in front of you right here. My map has a black alignment here that you guys don't have, so yours probably will be in white or purple or red or green or something like that. But this area up here around Lake Weatherford, this is the responsibility of the city of Weatherford. This is the trail that will go around Lake Weatherford. I don't know if that's going to happen next year or 5 years from now. I've met with staff, the city of Weatherford. They just renewed their master parks plan. We expect the new plan to be released this year, or maybe at the beginning of next. And I suspect that this trail will be one of the more important things that they want to have built in their community. And I spoke with the new parks director, Jacob Kirkpatrick, last week, and they said when they did a public input meeting, the trails are the number one thing that people want, which is pretty common. You know, people like to have trails. You know, then down the south here, we have Willow Park. We've met with some of the commercial developers, and they're on board with us using the paved trails along the Trinity River to be part of this plan. And then there's other land managers that we plan to talk to. You know, the church on the other side of the interstate, TCA, we want to talk with, well, we actually have a meeting this week with the Parker County Soils District about the trail that we're proposing over at Squaw Creek, and which is part of the golf course. So there's a lot of moving parts to this project that each one of them has an attainable goal. And it's just a matter of getting each person to say yes. And I'm super patient with these kinds of things. So we're just going to take our time, identify who we need to talk to, and, you know, convince them that this is a great idea. I've already met with the mayor of Aneta North and one of their aldermen and pitched the idea to them. They understand the idea. But, you know, they're a little hesitant about people riding bicycles to their community, which is a little ironic because Jenkins Road is probably one of the safest roads in the county to ride a bicycle on, because there's hardly any traffic on it and everything. So we'll continue to work with them. And, you know, we're going to have meetings in the future where we try to get all the stakeholders into one room and start talking about building these connections. Because the ultimate goal is to be able to park in anywhere along this route, and if you want to ride a road bike, it's a 25 and a half mile loop. I mean, you can ride from downtown Aledo up and around Lake Weatherford and back. You could park anywhere or live anywhere along this route and have access to this. I guess one of the other players I forgot to mention is TxDOT. You know, probably the most important connection is getting either a mountain bike trail or a paved trail underneath the Interstate 20 overpass adjacent to the river. It's about 1,900 feet. Like right now, you could ride a bicycle from downtown Aledo up and around the lake. But when you get to that portion of underneath the interstate, I mean, you've got to walk through the tall grass in order to make that connection. In the wintertime, it's a little bit easier. So anyway, questions, David?
Could you make it through that right now on a mountain bike?
This winter, yeah, it wasn't a big problem. You know, now, you know, I think as roasted as everything is by this summer, it wouldn't be fun, but you could get through there.
I'm imagining that you could.
Yeah.
I haven't done it.
Well, the city of Weatherford has a water right-of-way that runs adjacent to the river. And I mean, that could be one of the places where we could put our trail alignment, is along that easement. But there's a lot of, it's a real pretty area underneath that bridge. Like, it's kind of a strange thing to say. but it's perfect for a trail. I mean, the overpass is, the ground's real level. You have a couple swales that you have to get over that are lined with rocks, but I think it'll be a pretty easy thing to do in the long run, especially if we can just get permission to build a mountain bike trail underneath there. It'll be real easy to make that connection. And, you know, you could, once that connection's made, I mean, I wouldn't want to ride a real high-end road bike across that trail, but you could certainly ride a gravel bike, a mountain bike. You could hike it, you could walk it. You know, it'd be a piece of cake to do that. And all. So we met with Judge Dean last week. He likes the idea a lot. I think he's going to be instrumental in helping set up some of the meetings with some of the staff from the different communities around here. So this is an ever-evolving project. There's going to be parts of it that won't get done for several years. there's parts of it that we could get started on really soon if we just get permission to do it. All right, any questions?
So the part that's right below the golf course, are you gonna start on that pretty soon?
Yeah, that's the meeting we're having this Thursday. We're meeting with the Soils District and we're asking them to tell us where we can and cannot build trail. And in particular, they're very protective of the dam. And the company that I work for, I'm a designer for BHB, and my supervisor is Shannon Nave, and he works with the Soils District as well as the Upper Trinity River Management Group. And he's gonna be at that meeting. And Shannon is a certified floodplain manager. He speaks these people's language. We're really optimistic that we're gonna get some direction on where we can and cannot build trail. And so that'd be great.
Yeah, I think our thought on that is our hope is the best trail building time for the trail builder, Shadow John, is kind of the winter months. You know?
Yeah.
And our hope is that we can get all the ducks in a row now and start working on it this winter.
Yeah, ideally you want to start building these kinds of trails in October. You know, and everything starts going dormant. It's a lot easier.
Yeah.
I mean, you can build trail in the summertime, but it's a lot tougher.
Yeah.
You know, for obvious reasons. So.
What is BHB?
It's Barrett, Hampton, and Brown. They're a consulting engineering firm. They're located. There's an office in Weatherford. There's one in Fort Worth, Grapevine. We have one in San Antonio. And any other questions, David?
Yeah, I think it's a great plan. I would suggest you aim for the improved surface under that bridge. So
yeah.
it's a one and done as far as TxDOT is concerned,
yeah.
Because you know that may be a feather in your cap if you can say, well, just get in there, as opposed to doing it with a trail with dirt, so gravel, and then that may be coming back in later, which shouldn't be a problem, but I'm just saying if you can do it all in one shot, at least for a limited distance, it may be worth your while.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, that's our ultimate goal is to have a paved trail there. Because when all this is, let's just say everybody says yes, and we get all this trail built that we're proposing, what we'll end up creating is a trail that will have a mountain bike component and a road bike component. And this is going to be really great because it will attract tourism. People will come to Willow Park in East Parker County to ride their bikes knowing that I've got this 25.5 mile route that I can ride regardless if it rains or not. And if I mountain bike, if it does rain and I can't ride the trails because I'm too muddy, I've got this 25.5 mile route that we can ride. And so people will be staying in hotels, people will spend the whole weekends here to ride this trail. So having that paved connection underneath the interstate is really important, that's for sure. Any other questions?
Out of the 25 miles, how many of that are city roads right now?
You know, it's surprising. I considered, you know, Jenkins Road is kind of an anomaly. It's on the one hand, it's a public road, but on the other hand, it's a road that's in a prescribed easement. And But it's really a what I call a private driveway. So that connection, the only people that are going to be driving from Aledo along Jenkins Road are people who live there in Annetta North. You know, anybody that drives into Annetta North is going to be greeted with signs saying, you know, wrong one way, dead end. And so it's going to, I consider that road to be, like I mentioned earlier, it's not a dedicated bike path, but it is, it's an anomaly. It's almost like a bike path.
Could I just add something to clarify his question? I've ridden it before. It's pretty unusual. You can get through there with a bike right now. They've got a...
Put a gate on it, right?
Yeah, they got a gate, but you can't get there with a car. So that's why all he says is correct.
That's on the Aledo side. On the Willow Park side, what percentage will be city roads? And the reason I'm asking is if I have a, you know, $7,000, you know, giant or whatever, right, specialized, some of the roads here in Willow Park are not the best for that bicycle. If I'm running my carbon fiber bike, that's not the place to put the bike. Well, so, you know, to some degree, you know, I know that we're aiming for a mix of mountain bike and road bike, but as a former cyclist, I'm not sure that I want to put my, you know, $7,000 bike on the roads that we have here that we're using right now. So we'll have to then consider, Leah, any improvement to some of that section of the road?
Right, well, I will say that if you were talking about the loop around Lake Weatherford being updated by Weatherford, you can ride that on a road bike now. When you go down from that into that red section that you see, that is going to be improved, hopefully, to bike lanes on both sides, concrete, next year. That is a road project. That's when I said there was a $20K that was spent for the electrical for the $5.5 million. $5.5 million, that's part of that project, is concrete in that section. And I've requested that we put bike lanes on both sides so that we're looking to the future of them having their trail at Weatherford. So then we're going to be hitting Crown Road and future improvements of those roads. Then you'll be connecting into the Wilkes, which is already the concrete path. So that's not on any roads that we're talking about that are neighborhoody type.
Right.
And then you'll go under the interstate, hopefully on a concrete path, like David said, best to get that done. And then into the East Bankhead improvements, which that's again another road project that we're hoping to get people thinking, when you do this road project, think of putting in a dedicated concrete path next to it that carries. So I think the idea is, long term, and I'm going to say, I'll say 10 years plus, that you have a concrete path all the way. That there will be not just Jenkins Roads being the only exception of that's the asphalt, nice bike lane, but everything else is using either bike lanes or concrete paths like the Wilkes development to get through. And then we'll have these lovely offshoots of mountain bike trails that you can get to from it, and then dirt paths alongside it. So if that gives an overview of what it is.
That helps.
Now that's gonna cost millions of dollars, and we're gonna have to be creative with funding, but I'm certain it can be done. It's just a matter of, as our first step, as Larry said, is getting people to say yes. But we don't wanna dream small, we wanna dream big.
Yeah, it's important. You know, as rapidly as Parker County's growing, I mean, we have a real advantage right now to start planning on this, you know, rather than retrofitting it 10 years from now.
Well, that was one of the keys when we started talking about it. And Larry just sketched it out and said, Crown Road. And I went, oh, we just funded redoing Crown Road. Why don't I call our city engineer and say, can I get bike lanes? And I'm going to say, it's probably going to look a little odd. We're going to have bike lanes to nowhere, you know, until, but the Weatherford Loop is already traveled on bikes. I know I've done it for years. So it will just make it safer for people to be on our section of the road. And then eventually, I would hope that Weatherford's going to go, wow, they've got these great bike lanes that lead up to our lake. Let's get this going. So.
We can have these conversations, you know, when we get everybody in the room, we can, like, there's probably people are decision makers at the city of Weatherford right now and don't realize the plans for Crown Road. And once they find out about it, that's, you know, I've talked with Chad Marbach, or Marbach, he works for the city of Weatherford. But he's also their connection with the North Central Texas Council of Governments. And Chad has all the conversations about bicycle infrastructure with the city of Weatherford. So when Chad finds out, and I've already met with Chad, so he knows what we're talking about, and every little feather you can put out there that they can grab hold of, it brings funding in. You know, like instead of building a $5 million trail around the lake that's only going to serve the people who live around the lake or drive there, you know, if Willow Park has a connection to that trail, then all of a sudden the whole community of Willow Park is connected. And that moves everything up the list, you know, in terms of funding. So if we have a plan, we can come in and say, hey, we're going to connect all of Eastern Parker County. Cogs that we go, right on, we're on top of that. We like that. You know, I think another cool thing about this trail is, and I think it's on y'all's maps, is Cog has what's called Bellweb 2045 right now. But right now it's proposed to run along the Union Pacific Railroad right-of-way. Well, that railroad runs right by Parks of Alito and Jenkins Road. So we're going to propose to Cog, it's like, well, let's don't put the Bellweb next to the railroad. Let's bring the Bellweb right up through Willow Park and into Weatherford. Because you can, like Tony mentioned earlier, you know, East Bankhead, you know, 10 years from now, it's going to be a much different looking road. Let's get a bike lane built on East Bankhead so you can connect this trail with downtown Weatherford. Because East Bankhead goes all the way down the Town Creek Trail, which is the trail that I ride on. It's a paved trail, 7 miles. I think it's 7 miles long. And so we could make that connection and bring Weatherford into this project. So, yeah, that's what's exciting about all of this.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Matt, I don't know if this goes on to the next thing, Tony, but I'll mention that part of what we're doing in trying to get this out is we're asking Barry Hampton and Brown with Larry to update our trails plan. And so the idea being not just this and adopting this, but also our ETJ and anything that might be developed have trails in that, because as every community puts this as part of their plan, then that means if an area develops where we designate a trail, the developer has to put a trail there. They can't come in with a housing plan that axes up our, so the idea is, that's why we're trying to get the idea out, so everyone sees to the future to say, put it in your plans, and then you have something you can stick your hand on, you know, and say, oh, we've already said that that's going to connect to this trail system. So, so that's part of what we're looking to do is have the, do we have a time frame on when we're looking at? Is it November meeting, maybe, trails? So sometime in the future, we'll be looking at an update for trails map, which will include what we have here, like what we're proposing, as well as any potential connections into other developing neighborhoods. So. Okay.
All right.
I know I talked a lot.
Anything else?
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks for your
time.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Larry.
Item number 5.
Discussion regarding future park and trail improvements. Is that?
Yep. Bobby, your capital improvement plan. Okay, so this item here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think what we were looking to do, what I asked Tony on is, as we kind of found here, we had funding for some things in the parks that we are, the reason we're still waiting on any major park improvements is we're waiting on that road part to find out what that costs, because it's going to eat up every bit and we're probably going to potentially need more money to but the idea of, it's important for council when they are looking at the funding to know what are our ideas for what we're looking to fund, so that they know how much to fund, how much to set aside of a road bond package. And that's kind of what we did, is I'd say Tony and I kind of came up with a little list of things that we could
do and spend money on so that we could all discuss it as a parks board. I guess the monument sign we've already got, landscaping and sprinkler, that's just something that we're, are we already doing? Do you want me to go through each one of these?
That's up to you.
Okay, so some of these, when you go from that first list, improvements already done or in progress, that is, we have already committed to it. We have cost estimates for some of the other things there, like a covered pavilion. We've looked and walked over. If you are on the other side of the creek towards the public safety building, relatively kind of flat area that we could put about a 20 by 30 covered pavilion. If you've seen the one in Aledo, a little bit bigger than that, but something along those lines. But lighting, people could use it for parties, it would provide extra shade over there. So that's something that we could add. More sidewalks that connect Memorial Park over to the intersection at Stagecoach, crossing, pedestrian crossing, some bridges that connect, some pedestrian bridges, not just the large one that we have at the back of the lot. That we're looking at all those type of options, and so I guess what the biggest question we have is if we're talking about Cross Timbers Park, some of those, do any of those stand out to y'all, as, or do you have other ideas? That's kind of what we're trying to do, is say, what are your thoughts, so that Tony's been really good about getting some cost estimates, but that way, if we want to present something to council to say, any other ideas for what you might want in Cross Timbers Park area. And if not, just think about that, and I'll move on to trails. So the trail system, we're updating the trails plan. What we're looking, so this potential improvements for trail construction, picnic tables, bathrooms, things like that. So those are some things that, and that is kind of in that Squaw Creek Golf areas we're already talking about. That would be like if we wanted to fund a trail system. I will say one thing Larry didn't mention, but there's also a fundraising aspect to, you announce that you're doing a trail project, and then you attempt to raise money, which I think Aledo and their project has been very successful. We haven't mentioned that before. Their pit that they designed for kids, a little youth skills area, not only immediately funded everything they needed to do that, but they got about 3 to 4 times more than what they needed in the fundraising than what they announced. So we are aware that while this is what we're looking at, we would announce kind of a trails fundraising and defray some of that cost potential with fundraising. But it certainly would be important to have some level of funding, especially to get some amenities in there. And then finally, there's the wildscape, which is up on Ranch House Road, at the tip of the golf course off of Ranch House Road. Potentially looking at a pavilion and some work there. I'll say it's printed here. I had the idea of Kay Davis is our genealogy society person for Parker County, East Parker County, and has is currently got most of all of her library stuff in storage, in storage units, because she's been kicked out of various libraries because they needed more space. So there was the idea of creating something there that I don't know, haven't even discussed that with Kay, but that was just an idea I had, to create a small little building with of a museum for her genealogy. So just a thought. But again, for what we would potentially be dreaming of, what we do is have a capital improvement plan, what we look at when we're dreaming for our water system. It's not really a dream, it's a necessity. When I ask Derek for what my capital improvement plan is, it's like, you need a water tower, you need this. So that's what we know we're going to have to do as a city at some point. Roads, those are kind of not even dreams either. We're going to have to re-asphalt our roads. We're going to have to replace some with concrete. But the idea is, once you know the total costs, then you can start planning for how that will be funded, either through certificates of obligation, general obligation bonds, whether it's regular budgeting each year, some of the items might be smaller, like putting the fence in and stuff that we say. That's important for us to add to next year's budget, getting that done. The bathroom was one that was like, this is important that we figure out how to get that in now. So kind of just asking y'all if y'all have any other things that you can think of so that, and if you don't shout them out tonight, you know, let Tony or I know and we'll start running those down so that we kind of have, like I said, it's a wish list of things we want. And I would see concrete paths under, you know, if we can't figure out how to get grants and funding, those are some of the things I'm talking about. A concrete path under the interstate to connect trails, you know, to Jenkins Road. That's an expensive one, but that's one that should be part of our long-term planning and for what we look at. So just, you know, whatever you think of over the next month or two, let us know and we'll start.
Only for parks or?
Well, for parks board.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you have something else, let me know as a council member, but it's not part of the parks board. So. But I think we have, you know, some ideas of youth soccer fields, things like that, that may be coming in with developments that, but those are things too that we probably need to consider, whether that's funded. Space is our biggest, I mean, property is our biggest concern. These are some things we have property worked out. The trails below, the wildscape area, the cross timbers. When we start dreaming of soccer fields, I don't have any space that I can put that, so that would be buying property on top of.
Power line easements, usually
yeah.
Switching.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or floodplain with good drainage.
Yeah. So yes, and that honestly is actually something you look at with development. Larry loves to say put trails in where it doesn't look like you can build anything along, you know, the rivers and things like that. In a floodplain that's nice and flat, that's like got soccer field written all over it when a developer comes in with that.
And that pit might be a good place to put a sports thing. That pit of
in Alita?
No.
Or,
In Willow Park on Kingsgate, that meadow, you know that thing
that's
supposed
yeah.
used to
oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that pit. What do we call
yeah.
it?
I don't
Kingsgate.
Know.
The Kingsgate lift station spot.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that actually could be something that we
I don't know how big it is. I
3 to 4 acres is
yeah,
what I
need
think.
Lots of.
Yeah.
If you're doing a big one, but.
Yeah.
Single.
So. But
yeah.
Yes. So.
Looking at the map, any future or any potential space for commercial building, commercial real estate that will go and be developed along the side of the trail that we're thinking in building for future tax revenue for the city? Because right now, I mean, it kind of goes through the Shops of Willow Park, right?
Yes, Shops of Willow Park is all, yes, that's all controlled by the Wilkes development. When you start looking to the south, the
mm-hmm.
green area that's TCA, I do believe that, well, for example, right next to the interstate along there, there's a restaurant that's just in heaven with the idea of us building a trail because
mm-hmm.
they want. So that commercial development is through there. And then you've got stuff, I guess, that's to the west that, yes, that trail system could absolutely connect to some other commercial development there. So, but I think we had already kind of had this plan, and Tony mentioned it in her development meeting with that restaurant, and they were like, oh, wow, please make us a trailhead for your trail system. You know,
right.
So, so yeah, that's something that we definitely will keep in mind. And like we said, we've got challenges of people saying yes all along these. But definitely the Wilkes, I think I mentioned last time, we're very excited about the idea. After asking valid questions, we came back a couple of weeks later and said, hey, we love that idea. Because you can just see what they've already done, and the more we can connect them to other parts of the trail there, they really loved it. So
awesome.
That's kind of what we're looking at over the next few months. I mean, Tony again and Larry put in just a ton of work. I feel like Larry's meeting with somebody 2 to 3 times a week talking about the idea, And, you know, yeah, we've got some great ideas from meeting with other communities and kind of getting it going. But as I've said, we are the heart of this trail system. We are in the middle. So, you know, yes, we need some people along the way to say yes, but I'm excited. I think maybe we'll present this to council September, October, maybe, you think? Tony, Larry, what do you all think?
We can
go
with that?
Well, I mean, we'll have the soils answer, you know, theoretically Thursday, they'll hopefully, and then we meet with CRA.
Maybe not. Sometimes we have to introduce it and let them think for a few weeks before, you know. But yeah, I think that.
But we can get our CDRA
yes.
meeting scheduled and start working on that.
Yeah, so I think that that's kind of where we are, is to get, and the idea of official action will be adopting a trails plan that we're saying yes. And I say that simply because I asked for bike lanes on Crown Road and Ranch House Road to connect. This would be where nobody will have to ask for it. It'll be in the plan, so when we redo a road or whatever, it'll be, oop, that's part of the trails plan that needs to be done with. And we did talk about, I'll say one thing, is we talked about connecting this complex, mostly the Cross Timbers Park and Public Safety Building, through to Sam Bass Road, which could potentially connect to that trail system below the golf course. And aren't really looking, as we redo that road, aren't really looking to do that. Kind of saw that as a potential idea of a sidewalk grant, that might be something. That one of the problems with looking for grants for sidewalks is you have to have a project. So that was our idea, is rather than paying for that out of our road package now, let's put together something that we may be able to have a nice, simple, short, 1 mile stretch that we can go in and get a grant for a sidewalk to connect those. That'll be once we get the trails going there, once we get you know, everything else done, then that would be a good way to get that connected if we can, so.
Well, y'all have obviously done a lot of work. We really appreciate that.
Well, it helps having, I'm going to say, Tony came in and had a prior relationship of working with Larry, so they knew how to kind of hit the ground running when Tony got here last year, so it's been very helpful. So awesome. Any other thoughts or questions?
I got one for you, but just know you're welcome.